A mysterious maze, a stolen baby, and a villain with mesmerizing style. This 80s fantasy adventure is unlike any other. With dazzling puppetry and unforgettable music, it captured the imagination of a generation. But could it be something that enchants your family today? Stay tuned to find out. Hello, friends. Welcome to Family TV Uncovered, where I talk all about clean, family-friendly TV shows and movies that shaped my childhood. I'm your host, Jennifer, and in today's episode, we'll be talking about one of my favorite movies, Labyrinth. Let's dig in and talk about Labyrinth. Labyrinth was a movie back in the early 80s that starred David Bowie as the main character, Jareth, the Goblin King, and a very young Jennifer Connelly, who I will be talking about in another episode on another movie that I recommend for families to watch. She plays the other character, Sarah, in this movie, and the whole movie revolves around Sarah saving her baby brother from the hands of the Goblin King. Sarah has to solve the labyrinth in order to save her baby brother, who's been taken by the Goblin King, before her baby brother is turned into a goblin forever. During her journey, she comes across many different characters that help her along the way or are trying to prevent her from reaching the castle to save her brother. Each character represents a different virtue. The first character she comes across is named Hoggle, who's pretty much a coward and goes through a little bit of a transformation, gaining more courage throughout the movie. The next friend that she comes into contact with is a big giant monster named Ludo, who reminds me of a big baby and is just pretty much a gentle giant and has a pretty cool trick that he can do in the movie that helps Sarah. Then she comes across a crazy little dog named Didymus, who reminds me of little dogs in general. Because, you know, most of the time you see a lot of little dogs in the world that just think they're bigger than the biggest dog. They have that "I'm bigger than new attitude and nothing can stop them. They'll go against anything that's bigger than them because they just have so much confidence and very vocal by barking a lot. And this character, Didymus, reminds me of a very high, strong little dog that isn't afraid of anything. All these characters come together to create this magical story that has humor mixed into it and dealing with teamwork. I mean, they have to work together as a team in order to help Sarah solve the labyrinth and save her baby brother. This is a fun movie. I watched this movie countless times growing up and was introduced to it from my childhood best friend, and it was one of our favorites to watch when we had sleepovers. This movie has so much going for it. The music is awesome. You can't talk about this movie without mentioning the music. Now, David Bowie composed and wrote the lyrics for all the songs in this movie, and I think he did a fabulous job, and it really brings the movie to life. Without his music, the movie would not be the same. A lot of great puppeteering was also part of this movie, because the majority of this movie is all puppets. So much went into making this movie. It's just amazing what Jim Henson did. For those of you not familiar with Jim Henson, he's also the creator of the Muppets from back in the 80s, and he's just done a lot of great work in the motion picture industry. What I really appreciate about this movie is the fact that it took so much creativity and imagination to bring this concept to life. The puppets are just amazing. There isn't any computer animation involved. Or when you watch the making of Labyrinth, it's just amazing how so many people had to come up with creative ways to make these puppets and to bring their character to life and to just bring all the components together in this movie that make it the magical adventure that it is. My daughter loves this movie, and I'm going to have my daughter talk about why she loves this movie so much. Maybe your children will enjoy getting the perspective from a child's eyes.
So I think this is a great movie because I already knew who David Bowie was, and that's one reason why I think this movie is so great. You happen to know who he is, then I think that'll be one reason that you might like this movie. I also just think that the puppeteering is really great in this movie. It's amazing all of the things that are off camera in certain scenes. I love the music. All the music was written and composed and performed by David Bowie. All the songs are really great. I have the soundtrack and I listen to it a lot. There are so many great songs that I can't even choose which one is my favorite. It's just such good music. I highly recommend that you watch this movie because it is such a wonderful movie. Great acting, great puppeteering, great music. Everything is wonderful about the movie. This is by far one of my absolute favorite movies of all time. And it's such a good movie. You have to watch it. You're going to love it.
Thank you, sweetie. Now, I encourage you to give it a shot. I'll leave the links below in the show notes where you can stream the movie. Or, better yet, if you like end up liking it a lot, go buy the DVD and help support the movie still in that fashion. Did you grow up watching Labyrinth? If so, I would love to hear your opinion. You can connect with me at familytvuncovered.com and send me a message. Or if you watch the movie based on my recommendation because you've never seen it before, I would love to hear from you too and get your impressions of the movie as well. That brings us to the end of this Family TV Uncovered episode. I hope you enjoyed learning about Labyrinth. Tune in next week for swashbuckling action, daring sword fights, and a band of heroes bound by an unforgettable motto. This 90s adventure brought laughs, excitement, and a star-studded cast to this classic tale. This episode is one for all. If you liked this episode, please leave a review and help me grow the podcast by sharing this with your family and friends. Message me through SpeakPipe or email on my website at www.familytvuncovered.com, and I will catch you on the next episode. Take care.